Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We are going to be covering Severance Season 1, Episode 4, The You You Are.
Are you the you you are, Natalie?
I am the me I am.
I am who I am.
What?
Oh, or I am what I am. That's Popeye, sorry. I am what I am. It's probably I, not R, but whatever, screw it. So we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, likely. There will be spoilers for this show. Again, we are still in early times with Severance, so you have plenty of time to get caught up. And we are having something to drink. Was this your choice?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah.
There's a funeral, and Mark has red wine, and so we are having a Cabernet Sauvignon. That's a 2024 one. I don't know the brand.
I think it said Blakemore.
Something like that.
It came as part of a gift basket, so I'm not very familiar with any of that. It looked kind of generic, which is appropriate. It could have said Lumen. I wouldn't have known the difference. We haven't tried it yet. What do you think, Natalie?
It's fine.
I haven't tried it yet.
It's unremarkable.
Okay. So it is interesting to me, this concept of an open bar to funeral.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
I was
like what on this earth?
This isn't a wedding.
They only had wine. They didn't have like other drinks.
It also like I don't know what he was messing with. It might have been the program or whatever, but I could have sworn he had his wallet. So I'm like, you have a cash bar at a funeral?
Yeah. That's weird.
That's very weird.
I think this is not particularly great as wine goes. It might get better.
Yeah. Let it breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe. It's a little over chilled as well, which is my own fault.
I mean, we didn't take it out.
So yeah.
We didn't take it out of the wine fridge until.
Yeah, but just the wine fridge is set a little bit too low for reds. It's set correctly to maintain for whites and
sparkling
champagne,
yeah,
but not for reds. So it's really too cold.
We'll survive. We didn't pour much, so it's fine.
Normally, we let reds breathe a lot more than this.
But not today.
Not today. Not today.
Not today.
So we start out.
You okay?
No.
We'll talk about the bar at the funeral later.
Yeah,
it's a very bizarre funeral. We'll talk about
this
that.
Whole thing is like this show, this dystopian universe is bizarre. So, Haley, we start with this episode. As you might recall, Haley was being told to read this apology over and over, and she's clearly several iterations into it at the
259.
Yeah, like her hair is all wild. She's got her makeup's kind of streaming down her face, and. Basically, Milchuk's like, don't believe you. We're going to have to start over again in the morning. And so she's kind of like, oh, Lord.
The next morning, she goes back in to do it, and she genuinely apologizes, but like in her own
tears.
Words.
Yeah.
And then Milchuk's like, you have to read it verbatim.
Yeah.
Start again. And they apparently go through it 1,072 more times until she finally, quote, gets it right.
Yikes.
Meanwhile, Mark is looking at the missed calls on Petey's phone, and they're all a blocked number. Ooh, mysterious.
Yes, because, of course, he picked it up while it was still ringing. Very strange.
Yeah. So while Helly is doing her morning in the break room, doing those other, 700 tries, Bert comes by, with Bert being Christopher Walken, of course.
Walken.
He comes by with the new handbook totes, and Irv is very happy
out that he's there, right? First of all, because it's like,
oh, he's so giddy. I love it.
Yeah. Well, but also that there is, he has drawn a little bit of a map to get to. I guess we're gonna call it MDR from here on out, like macro data refinement is their department. There's a little bit of a map from
O&D
to MDR. And he's like, oh, well, Dylan's very kind of aggressively like, don't be here. You should
he grabs
be here.
A stapler.
This is my stapler. For those of you unfamiliar with Office Space. Office Space is a hilarious movie about
tax.
Corporate
Oh, I was about
corporate
to.
dynamics, like just all of it is very funny.
Oh, it mostly is about fraud, but it's
Well, but just corporate hell. There's a different kind of corporate hellscape than this. But staplers are clearly prominent in most corporate hellscapes and very important.
You still have a red stapler.
I do have a red stapler. This is my stapler. And I know where it is. So it's very important.
What's interesting, I will say, when Helly comes back, Irv is going to go on his little tour of O&D that Bert offers, and so he sets off. Helly comes back after her many tries, and she's talking about what she heard while in the break room, and she said she heard like a man rumbling or
Yeah,
grumbling.
you heard this kind of muffled male voice in the morning. Like she's like, "What is that voice?" And she asks Milchick, but of course, doesn't get a response.
And Dylan says that he hears a baby crying whenever he's in there, which is bizarre. I don't know if we ever get an answer on that.
I don't either. I will have some speculation about it
I
later
do. I do have
if
more.
I remember it when we get to the part
No,
where we
that's
can
the
talk about
thing.
it.
That's the
So
thing. Like it's like with
I
the
don't want to go with full spoiler.
No, I don't either. But at the beginning of season two, if I remember, I'll probably talk about Dylan and what
And Helly,
Hallie probably heard, and also some of the more minute things about Mark's situation at the beginning of season two or end of season one. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, she mentions that Irv and Bert connect about art, and Bert makes a subtle move of like putting his hand over Irv,
Yeah,
and
like
which,
their pinky touch or
yeah, it's
something. It's
really,
like,
really
ooh,
cute. It's very
pinky
like
promise.
early courtship kind of things.
It's clearly something sensual and a little forbidden because they're clearly trying to keep it hidden
Yeah,
too.
and Irv gets a little freaked out because of, oh, human
Yeah,
contact.
I gotta go.
Because I, if it,
We don't know until the end of the next episode why it's such a big deal.
yeah, it's also, I mean, we have the general basis of like R&D. I'm using actual terms now. O&D and MDR, they clearly don't mesh all that well. Clearly, Dylan is very suspicious of O&D, but what we've seen of O&D, they're kind of just chill and not really like caring what MDR are doing, but we'll talk about that next episode. But yeah, it freaks Irv out a little bit and he runs away. The rest of the crew find out about the map that Mark has of Petey's.
Yeah, that Petey had made, and they're giving him a hard time about it. And because they're giving him a hard time about it, because Helly's really pissed off. She's like, "Oh, you're being all corporate, and then you're keeping this map secret that you're not supposed to have a map." And they mentioned that is the words of Kier that you're not supposed to have miniatures of anything, or make miniature anything about anything, which is bizarre. Because there are all these paintings in O&D. So what are we talking about? But I guess it's okay for cured. I don't know.
You're not
I
allowed to
don't.
map the
You're
area.
not allowed to map it. And so,
But how are you supposed to get anywhere if you, it's like O&D's job is to put paintings in different wings and such. How do they know where to go?
but anyway, so maybe it's like put into their chip, or I don't know. So
Could be anything.
could be. But what we see is that Helly's giving him shit and to the point where Mark's like, "Fine," and he shreds the map. And we're all kind of like, "What are you doing, you moron?" So
Meanwhile, Irv is actually being a little bit of a rebel. He finds the brother-in-law's book. Milchick kind of abandoned it after the whole drama of last episode. He abandoned it in a conference room. And so Irv finds it and calls Dylan and Mark over. And Mark sees that there's a little note to him or to his outie. He doesn't really understand that. But he's just like, huh, interesting. And then he says he's going to report it, but clearly he doesn't because he's actually way more curious about it.
So Irving actually says that he's trying to do chain of command instead of like skipping over Mark. So he tells Mark, you got to come. It's an emergency. And then like Mark's supposed to handle it. Mark says he's going to handle it, but he does not handle it in the way we expect or in the way Irving expects.
Meanwhile, Helly.
Meanwhile, Hallie. So I'm
She
sitting
grabs
on
a
this.
paper cutter and she runs into Miss Cobell's office, threatening to cut her fingers off if she doesn't get her a camera to record a
Message to
video
her outie. Go ahead.
so that she can really get a resignation in. And
Right.
so she records it. She goes up in the elevator. The next thing we know, she's back down the elevator after a very short amount of time. Everyone's still gathered downstairs, waiting for her. And she plays the video, and her outie essentially is like, "You're not a person. I make the decisions here. You are staying down there. And if you try any of that shit ever again, if you succeed in any way of hurting me, you will regret it."
Yeah, right. I will, like rain hell on you or something along those lines. And I, it's
Rejected.
it rejected. So it's pretty clear, and there's some language that Helly uses later too. Like it's pretty clear that Helly is an aggressive personality.
Well, we got that from her innie and now from her
her
outie.
outie,
It's just
right?
inherent in her that that's her
That's who she
knee-jerk
is.
reaction
Yeah, her
is to
knee-jerk reaction.
choose violence.
Well, choose violence and some level of control. Like she expects to have some control over her existence, and is offended should anyone, go against what she thinks that ought to be.
Yeah, she's very against things. I don't know if it's a rebellious thing. I think it's more just she doesn't like to be told what to do, and she's very stubborn.
Yeah.
So it, I don't know if, I don't know.
We're going to talk about that more, I'm sure.
But she's obviously very confused about the fact that her outie is still not letting her leave,
Yeah.
even though it's a direct threat to her safety
Yeah.
as an outie and as an innie, obviously. But who cares? Outie Mark sees a news article about Petey's death, and Petey's phone rings again, but he just hides it in a box.
Yeah, that right. There's one little backup to that, which is that Mark's outie, when this message comes through or the notification comes through about the story that Petey has died, he is looking at birthing centers that his
Oh, yeah.
sister is having him look at, and that will actually be
And
somewhere.
so I'm in a birthing center. It's a cabin in the woods that they just bring a birth
Doula too,
doula to.
yeah. So, but he gets the story about Petey, and ironically, right at that moment, Petey's phone starts buzzing, and so he hides. Like the battery life on this phone has to be amazing.
It must be wonderful.
It's fantastic, and the signal.
Never ending, really.
Really, the supervisor is playing with the Lumen finger trap
That's so
when we
funny.
see her next, and she talks to the security guy whose name I can't remember
I
either.
don't know. I don't remember his
They
name.
talk about her belief that Petey has been reintegrated, and he's like, "No, they've confirmed that you can't do that. You need to, notify them about what's going on." And the funeral for Petey is on Monday because she says we need to get his microchip, and. So he says, this is where the funeral is going to be, et cetera, et cetera. As he leaves, or after he leaves, we see the supervisor playing with the finger trap and reciting some words, like weird, a weird combination of
You know
words.
what it made me think of? It made me
Word
think,
association?
no, it made me think of in Captain America: Civil War,
Oh, yeah.
or
The
even Winter
programming.
Soldier, the programming, the
Yeah.
most random words like school bus, homecoming.
Integrity, like share, right? It's a weird random,
Clock.
yeah. It's like, okay, what? Well, I don't know what we're doing here.
Blueprint.
Yeah, no,
Lumen.
yes, Lumen. Oh, it's very strange.
It is really weird, and there is half the shit with Cobell is not explained at all, and that's not about to change in the next season,
No,
honestly. They
no.
answer a couple questions, but it doesn't explain her weird shitty behavior.
No.
Anyway, speaking of weird shitty behavior by Cobell goes to the funeral, goes to Petey's funeral, sees Mark there, and is just like, "Mark, what are you doing here?" Because now she's thinking, "Oh fuck, he knew Petey," and she knew that they were close inside. But she was concerned that he might know him, and he covers well by being like, "Oh no,
I just saw that this guy was a Lumen guy, so
I figured I might know him and
I
pay
showed
my
up for the
respects."
funeral. And she's like, "Oh, well, you can be my date." She's just so
Who brings
creepy
a
about it.
date to first of many things about this funeral?
Yeah, like, no.
First, who brings a date to a funeral?
No one.
Exactly.
No one.
Second, Cobell also then takes the oppor this opportunity to walk up to the daughter, June, who Petey had mentioned.
Julie, I think, is her name, but
June.
whatever.
And she walks up to June and just starts being weird. And she's just like, oh, did you know him well? And she's like, yeah, it's
I
my
bet you.
dad.
And she's like, I bet you were close. You know, like she's
Like,
almost
what are you?
aggressive about
She's
it. Like,
so weird.
she is
Leave
weird.
this grieving daughter alone.
Yeah.
And then Mark goes to the open bar, cash bar. Sorry, not
Yeah,
even open bar,
it's a
cash
cash bar
bar.
at a funeral. Like, it's
They only
bizarre.
have wine, which
Right.
probably is for the best,
Yeah,
but.
he's like, well, I'll give me a glass of red. So here we are.
And then here we are.
Right. And his Petey's ex-wife comes to talk to him, and you know, they talk about the fact that Mark must be one of those people, the severed people. And what she says is, so you didn't know him. Then they go into the service
Well,
because
then we also have like almost a carbon copy of that conversation with his with the
the
daughter
daughter, yeah.
with Mark, and I'm just like, okay, why did we need to have two of
Well, so
that?
the slight difference is that the daughter says, you should have been able to tell him that the way to handle a difficult situation is not to sever half your brain.
Sure,
So
fair.
you get to the sense that part of what prompted Petey to do the sever floor might have been the divorce or
Definitely
the
the
relationship with
divorce.
his daughter or something along those lines. The daughter, though, they play a video of the daughter and Petey playing some rock song that she's written or something. And they both are playing guitar. He's playing bass, I guess, and she's playing regular guitar. And while that song is going on, creepy supervisor woman
I love
is
that you will never
opened,
call her by her name.
fuck her, goes, opens up the casket and is using a drill to get into his brain and take the chip out.
I'm sorry, but like, with what ability is she able to fully? I understand she has a drill, but does she have really, really, really long tweezers to like get that?
She pulls out tweezers, but they aren't that long.
Yeah, they have to be long. We saw it, when Helly had her procedure, how far it goes into like almost into the frontal lobe.
Right.
So you really got to get in
Well,
there.
and she's going from the side. So, and the other thing is, like, there should be some detritus of this drilling that is falling out all over the casket,
Well, not only
like the
that, but
bone and stuff.
but also his skull has already had a hole drilled into it.
Yeah, but she can't get to that. That's all the way in the back.
Oh, that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
So
But
she's,
so you really have to
yeah,
dig.
you really have to work at it to get it from the angle that she's coming from, and you would leave a big freaking mess.
Also, didn't his scalp heal? So she has to also cut his head open and then get in and do all that stuff.
Well,
So.
cutting the scalp isn't that hard, or drilling through the scalp isn't as big a deal as going through the skull. The skull's a big deal.
Luckily, this isn't an open casket funeral, but
Yeah.
it's also,
Creepy,
well, he's also
creepy.
going to be cremated. We're told that, but
Then why do you have a casket with a bunch of flowers and stuff on it? No one does that.
well, they were going to, I guess, do the funeral and then
That
cremate
is
him,
not how
which
that
doesn't,
works.
I'm aware that that makes no sense. This funeral's very weird. It's a very bizarre
Obviously.
funeral. You spend all of this money on a coffin
Yeah,
and
no,
on
that's like
flowers.
not
I mean,
real.
flowers, whatever, but like a coffin. Like
Yeah, no,
coffins are expensive.
they are very. So
You
no,
could have just bought an urn with the same money and
you could have,
cremated him first.
but no.
But luckily for Cobell, she's able to somehow pull off a medical miracle, even though she's, I don't think, is a. I'm not saying she's not qualified to do it. It's more just how is she doing under these circumstances? But she does it while this video is playing. Luckily, it's electric guitar, so you're not hearing drilling, I guess. It's the loudest funeral I've ever seen. But yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very bizarre moment.
Very.
She gets the chip though, and she shows it to Milchick the next day, and it's just like, I got the chip. Take this to the other department to run diagnostics. Okay, cool. So Cobell then talks to, like, she also, sorry, Mark after the funeral, he's feeling all these feelings, and Cobell picks up on that, and she's like, "Are you okay, Mark?
Oh,
Like you
and
fucking care, lady."
so grateful you are my date for this. You
Shut
know, like
up.
I think I'm having, you know, some lumbago or some kind of
But
bullshit, like
Mark is
physical thing.
feeling all kinds of feelings. He can't go into his house, and so he goes to where presumably his wife ran off the road and had her car accident.
Yes.
And he goes to the tree where she, again, presumably hit the tree and died and all that stuff. And so
And he's
he's having a
very
moment.
sad.
He's crying. It's very sad. What I love about it is that he's not, they don't tell us any of that. We
Yeah.
just pick up on it. And if you've been paying
Yes.
attention, you get it. It's so
Yep.
fun. I love it when shows do that. Anyway,
I would add that when Mark got home, before he went to go in his house, his front door's unlocked. And he
I got
noticed
that
it.
impression too, but
Yeah,
then he
he.
didn't remark on it, so he just like
No,
left.
but yeah, I'm not sure that. Yeah, it just is. It's weird.
Unclear.
So the supervisor lady, like we said, gives the chip to Milchick, and then tells the security guy, like, you know, I'm not going to report this to the board until we know that we've run diagnostics and we know who planted, who reintegrated him, or might have reintegrated him. Actually, she says it later. Never mind.
That's okay. I mean,
So,
it all kind of blurs because it's all about the same conversation.
Yeah, so the supervisor says that she wants Miss Casey, the wellness lady, to give Mark a special wellness session. And, you know, they kind of question it. Milcha kind of questions it, but
Well, because he's not seeing Mark outside of work, so she's just
yeah,
like he
he needs
well
it.
she's thinking, well, he went to a funeral, reminds him of his wife's funeral. He's feeling all these feelings, I'm sure. So I'm going to be nice. Instead of terrorizing him,
I
I'm going
don't
to
think
send
that's
him
what
to the
she's.
wellness lady.
I don't think that's what she's actually doing, but sure.
She has
So
this weird relationship with Mark where I think she thinks she's helping, but she's not.
no, she's definitely not. So Bert and Irving chat at the water fountain where Bert happens to be placing a picture of Keir in a valley of some kind. It's a little creepy.
It looks like Outlander. I'm not gonna
It
lie.
totally. Except there wasn't a kilt. It would have been cooler with a kilt.
I
But it's like
don't
Vladimir Lenin.
Definitely not Jamie, okay?
Not Jamie. He
Not
wasn't a
Jamie.
communist.
No, definitely
Anyway.
not. So meanwhile, we see Mark is reading his brother-in-law's book in the bathroom.
Really quickly, I don't know if this is before or after the him reading in the bathroom, but Irving is talking to opening up to Bert about his issues with sleep, and he says he's like reciting the rule book and is like, "No work area will be repurposed for slumber."
Right.
I love the phrasing of all
Yeah.
of that shit. It's so
Well,
fucking
talking
funny.
about creepy ass phrasing. So that's creepy corporate inside any framing for language. Mark is reading his brother-in-law's book, which has lines like this: "Your job needs you, not the other way around." But it has other like absurd
We hear
language
more
in it.
about it next episode. It's
Yes.
even funnier.
We see that Helly is, while Mark is in the bathroom, Helly is getting ready to leave, and she's got something in her hand. And then she grabs a trash can. She, you know, hits the button for the elevator. She throws her ID in another trash can and gets on the elevator. And this is all intercut now.
We'll just talk about what
With
each of them are doing.
Dylan, who is who found the book and is reading the Destiny anagram poem in the brother-in-law's book, which because Mark gets called to do his wellness session, he's building something out of clay, which is a tree, apparently. But
I have a theory about
I
that.
do too. But all of the Destiny poem is being spoken over what we are seeing, which includes Helly going into the elevator. She uses what it turns out to be extension cord. She ties it up, stands on it, puts a noose around her neck, and kicks out the can. So she is actually hanging, and the elevator goes up. It.
Oh, we see the rest of it next episode. So yeah, she h hangs herself.
Yeah. And so
And that's the end of the episode.
that's the end of the episode. So what were your best parts of this episode?
Bert and Irv, I think they're cute. Dylan being defensive with Bert. I didn't like it last episode because, but I do find it endearing now because we know a lot. We have a better idea of why. And it also kind of looks like defensiveness for a friend more so than it does just being stupid. But what I love is like the way he's defending because he just grabs office supplies and it's just like, I'm ready to rumble and like grabs a stapler and it's like, I'll staple you to death or
I'm
whatever.
protecting our department.
I find it very funny.
It is.
And Mark going to the funeral, I think, is a good gesture.
I my best parts. I liked Petey's family. Like, they clearly have this antagonism to what has become Petey. I think there's something wrong with me because I'm finding the brother-in-law's book so fucking funny that it is the best part to some
I'm
extent.
gonna spoil next episode. It's the best part in that episode for me.
I think Dylan's hilarious. I think Dylan's great. Christopher Walken and Irving, Bert and Irving, not Bert and Ernie, don't be confused. They're cute together. What were your worst parts?
The suicide attempt,
Oh,
the
yikes.
break room. Cobell getting the chip in the middle of a funeral or at all. Mark shredding the map.
Like what the fuck,
What
man?
the fuck, man?
So I didn't write that one down. I've got Supervisor Lee, who I hate. Milchick, don't like him. Miss Casey being creepy, that is not going to get better right away. And Hallie's suicide. It's just so tragic. Like,
I feel so bad for
she
her.
feels like there is absolutely no other way out. And that's terrifying.
And she's being dehumanized by herself. And
Yes.
it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't even care about me anymore. Fine, let's end it.
You stay down there. It's
Yeah,
like,
and
what?
it's almost like a violent act of rebellion, but it's disturbing. What grade did you give this?
Hubby.
I gave it a B also. Interesting. So there's more Severance, more dystopian depression coming your way, sir. But we hope that you continue to watch with us.
Oh, I would like to say two things. One, we have an email,
Yes, that.
buzzbinging@gmail.com, if you want to ask us anything.
We might start to have an Instagram. We're thinking about it.
We're thinking about it. And also, my theory about the tree is that it's him thinking about his wife and the family that they could have had
Yes, yes.
if she
I
had been alive.
agree with that. It's not just like the tree where she was lost. It is also the possibilities that were lost with her.
So forgot to mention that, but yeah.
Yes.
I just said I had a theory and
And
didn't
then,
say anything about it.
behold,
But
the
it's a good
theory.
theory and it is mine.
Yes, I
What
happen
the
to
fuck?
agree with
It's
your
like
theory,
small
so
on one
there we
end and
go.
large on the other.
Anyway, so we do have more to come. We hope that you join us and
Cheers.